This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Republican Montana Governor Greg Gianforte's administration has filed a lawsuit in district court to block Missoula County from cutting the school equalization tax collected on behalf of the state. At issue are the 95 mills collected by the state and redistributed to different jurisdictions to level out funding for school districts between richer and poorer counties. The number of mills the state can calculate to and collect for this purpose is 95 mills. The lawsuit requests that a judge declare that all counties are obligated to impose the number of mills the department calculates. The complaint was filed in Missoula County last week because Missoula officials were first to say they'd reduce the 95 mills and collect less. The Missoula County Board of Commissioners had slated a resolution for last Thursday to lower the number of mills it would collect for the statewide school equalization measure from 95 mills to 77.89 mills, a move planned by several other Montana counties. Beaverhead County Commissioner Mike McGinley has spearheaded the campaign among counties. The Beaverhead County Commission passed a resolution reducing those mills a week ago Monday. Fergus County Commissioners unanimously approved the same resolution 2 weeks ago. The state contends that state law does not give the Department of Revenue flexibility as it relates to the statewide school equalization taxes. The department's interpretation of state law and longstanding practice has been to bank or carry forward any mills that exceed the 95 mill cap. Beaverhead County Commissioner Mike McGinley questioned how the state could bank an excess of the 95 mills if that figure is the capped rate. A Bozeman High School senior is setting a blistering pace in cross-country running. Nathan Neal won the men's elite race at the Nike Hole-in-the-Wall Invitational in Minnesota on Saturday with a time of 14 minutes, 53 seconds. Neal finished first of 192 runners. The Bozeman High School girls team also raced at the meet and finished eighth in the elite field. Nathan Neal, the state AA runner-up in cross-country last season, won the boys' number one race at the Capital City 7 of 7 Invitational in Helena last Thursday with a time of 14 minutes 59 seconds. That was the second time in his career he broke the 15-minute barrier. The character of Dana Scully, an FBI agent and medical doctor played by Gillian Anderson on The X-Files, was directly responsible for a higher number of women in STEM and legal fields in a phenomenon recognized as the Scully effect. The phenomenon where the number of women starting careers in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, or STEM professions, saw a noticeable increase following the airing of The X-Files in the early 1990s. The character of Scully is seen as a positive role model as a woman who is able to establish herself in a career where women are underrepresented, subverting traditional gender roles and excelling in her cognitive and professional abilities. To find out more about the Scully effect, the Institute on Gender in Media conducted a research survey of women across the U.S. The study found a correlation between women who were familiar with or fans of The X-Files and its influence on their career choices. Nearly 90% of women in the study who work in STEM said Dana Scully served as a role model. Representation matters, as shown in the study results that more than half of respondents who were familiar with Scully's character said she increased their confidence in succeeding in a male-dominated profession. More than 60% of the respondents said she increased their belief in the importance of STEM. And when asked to describe her, they were most likely to say she was smart and intelligent before any other adjective. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.